I entitled my message today, The Dance of Love. Do we all like to dance? I used to like to dance. No, can't do it so much anymore with these new knees. But I love to dance. But did you know space is what keeps the world in balance? Think about that. Here we are, this beautiful blue marble, just spinning around out there in space. Everything, even molecules, has space between them. Now, space is what defines matter. And without space, individual qualities of matter, they just don't exist. Our sense of self and our individualism and our sense of community and our sense of reality and our sense of who we are in relationship to others is all dependent upon space. Now, you may notice that you've been in quarantine for about 2.5 months. I don't know, it seems longer than that, but that's probably how long, and maybe not all of us have been in quarantine, but we've been practicing some guidelines that's been laid down for us. That you're either seeking more or less space during that time, depending on your situation, because space defines our relationship. Too much of it, and we long to see people that we love, too little of it, and we're ready to flee to the hills for a moment and have a little time alone. Amen? Now, space is something that we just take for granted in our life and in our world. But did you know that space requires constant awareness? Because space and reality is a relational dance that we do with each and every object and person in our lives. So depending upon which partner we engage with, the dance looks different. But every time we come across someone who just gets too close to us in our personal space, you see that now people they put their hand up and say, you're getting too close to me. We got to practice social distance. And if you stand too close to someone to talk to them, you have the same kind of thing. But if we were conscious of that before, and now more ever than we were before, how close someone is to us, who is in our space, who has invaded our individual boundaries, hello, social distancing had brought our awareness of personal space to a new high. Now think about the people in your life right now. Some may reside together in your household, in which case your personal space has increased. Other family members may reside in other households, in which any case you may be wishing that you could see them physically instead of merely being online with them. Space is a definite party by time. Now, time has slowed down in a sense. Have you noticed that? We always say the world is just moving too fast. But it has seemed to slow down because we've been accustomed to the fast-paced life of the 21st century, internet-driven world. Our days filled with activities, with various types of community, individual preferences, and a lot of choices, with a lot of busyness, with a lot of travel. But now, due to COVID-19, we are spending more of our time differently, and our space has been changed. The more time that we have that's been slowed down, the more we come aware of our special changes. No longer can we go out to the movies, sit in a cafe, play and attend sports gatherings, or even parties, because now our home is our new hangout. Although we may have loved time online and lamented the amount of time of our children that we spend right now, now we are finding that they long to be outside. They're ready to go, to see people, even only at the grocery store. We talk to those who pass by to engage with another person. And our families have suddenly been thrust into a pattern that our grandparents must have been familiar with but have not seen. Spending evenings gathered around the news, sitting on front porches, playing family games, cooking food, gathering around the dinner table, talking about everything imaginable, doing yard work, spending intimate time together. Now, as we spend more time in close proximity to our closest family members, our spouses especially, our children, our partners, we find our relationships dynamically and they're changing. Families are spending time together and getting to know each other in ways that they have never done before, at least not in our time frame of life. Years ago, there was an awful lot of family time together. But for some, this increase in time may mean that our marriage and our families may be drawing closer. For those in conflict relationships, it may mean that we are forced either to confront the issues and resolve them, or flee to separate rooms, or risk further isolation. We are learning more about each other, aren't we? We are focused into the shared reality, sheltering against a shared invader. And we are relearning to value each other in these new and surprising ways. Now, the word love has taken on new meaning, right? As we see each other every day in confined spaces. Limiting spaces, however, make the dance of love more challenging, too. Amen? So how can you create space within your own household? How can you honor individually and with difference and with an increase in a special environment? These are questions that require a lot of loving responses. And as we learn to respect each other in our family sardine can. Does anybody eat sardines? I like them. Judy hates them. But if you know that the sardines, them little guys are just packed in there real tight together. But love isn't just about confined spaces, but also about distant space. In World War II, as our young men left their wives and their lovers and their sisters and their mothers to go to the distant shores to fight on behalf of our country, they would often take pictures that they carried with them, close to their heart of their beloved loved ones. Now, without the internet like we have today, they were limited to occasional letters, even more occasional visit during their long time away when they managed to get a little bit of leave time and come home. But their family members have spent long weeks and months hoping that they would be all right, longing to see them, bidding time until they would come home. And when they did, it was cause for celebration. When they couldn't, people had to mourn without closure, grieve, and hold on to memorials, often without a body to view or a hand to hold. Children sometimes only saw their fathers after they reached the age of 4 or 5. Families needed to adjust to the new dynamics and changing from distant to personal space. Also, back in early founding of our country, as the European immigrants became the norm, people flocked to take advantage of the new opportunities in this thing called the American experiment. Working class tradesmen and entrepreneurial spirits launched businesses and companies in America, towns and city. And often men would sail ahead of their entire family so that they could get established, find work, prepare a home, gain resources in order to send for the rest of the family members to come to this wonderful place called America. Often they spent months, sometimes years apart. And when they came back together, the dynamics changed. In a new country with new laws, new neighbors, new ways of living, and changes that had taken place in each other, people had to readjust to living in a personal space, again, with new dynamics. Love is a dance. It sometimes requires distance, and sometimes requires close proximity. How well you can dance that dance will reveal in how way that relationship can manage through changes and adversities. One time it was said that absence makes the heart grow fonder. And then somebody had to get cute and said, yeah, absence makes the heart grow fonder for somebody else. Now that's just crazy, but sometimes that happens. And so you have to be careful through changes and adversity. But Jesus had spent 3 years in close proximity with his disciples when his death shocked him. He had been ripped away from their sides, and their small community felt shattered. No longer would he be with them. They had just been in the midst of grief and in the midst of adjusting to a new kind of normal when Jesus returned. post-resurrection appearances to his disciples required them to think of him in a new way, to adjust to him in ways that they just weren't accustomed to. Not only that, he told them, as we see in the scriptures today, that he was not back to stay, but only here for a brief visit. Soon he would be returning to heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father. But he would send the Spirit to be their guide. In this way, he told them that he would be with them until the end of the age. But unless he would go, things could not progress. Now, Jesus also told him that he was going away to prepare a place for them, and at that time he would come and they would know how to find him and how to follow him into the realms of eternity. You see, a brief visit from afar that we endure with a confident relative and perhaps the hope that as we wave through a window to see Jesus, but we can't be close to him. But Jesus was promising us that there was a time that we would be together again. Now, he was alive, and yet he couldn't be with them as he once was. No longer could he walk with them through the hills of Galilee or sit with them in a boat by the lake or engage with them in laughter and meals and conversation. And yet he could. And yet he would. Not in the way that they were accustomed to, but in a new kind of way. Jesus said that he would never leave us nor forsake us. So in the form and the gift of the Holy Spirit, he would always be with them and always be us, guiding them, comforting them, talking with them, infusing them with trust and courage and strength. Now, they might not see him in the flesh, and of course we don't see him in the flesh now either, but he said he would always be there for them. Now, our discipleship relationship with Jesus is much like the relationships that we have with others. It's a love dance, a very special love dance. We can't see Jesus. We can't touch him. We can't know physically that he's there. Still, we can feel the Holy Spirit within us. Amen? We can trust that Jesus is merely away for a time, preparing a place for us. That scripture also says maybe preparing a place of rest. I like that translation. There's a lot of good translation, but he's preparing a place for us. For in my Father's house, there are many, many places of rest. A space for us to be close with him when the right time comes. But in the meantime, we share our love of Jesus with the ones that we are close to, with our family, our loved ones, our children, our friends, and our neighbors, and we let them know he is there. Now, for this thing about Jesus, it's this. He is always there in our mental space, a place that we occupy here in this big, beautiful world, in our distances, in our close quarters, in our community. He is everywhere. When we need him, even if we can't see him, we can call upon him to come and to minister to us through the gift of the Holy Spirit. And while we wait in our homes and in our quarantines, we can know and trust that God is busy constructing a new reality for us. And that when the right time comes, we will emerge into it and we will adjust to it. Jesus is in the form of the Holy Spirit. It's like an extra insurance policy. You see? He fills our space when it gets to be too much. He creates space for us when we begin to feel confined. And when Jesus is a part of our space, part of our relational dance, if you would, part of our world, part of our spirit, God's spirit and our spirit connects. That's the way that we can surely show a love dance, when our spirits connect. For Jesus is our dance partner, our home away from home, and our destination and rest. So this Sunday, as we celebrate what the church calendar calls the festival of the Christian home, may your homes be filled with peace, with music, and most of all, with the most exquisite dance of love. Practice your steps, for someday soon You can dance, not only in your home, but you can take your dance into the world of love. You know, it is a special time, and mothers are so special. We're grateful for God giving us mothers, giving us the understanding what life is all about. You know, and we all have to have a mother. There's no other way to come into this world unless through a mother. That's why Jesus came into this world through the virgin birth. He wanted to be born into this world just like you and I are to be born. That's why Jesus is our perfect person to dance with your love dance, because he is the one who understands everything about us.